So is TikTok still a thing as of now? I've stopped caring. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. 1 minute, it's gone. Next minute, someone might save it. Who knows? One of the things that we had talked about earlier in this week was about people who make money because they have a TikTok shop. There's a lot of small businesses. There's also a lot of very bizarre things that you can buy on TikTok.
My mom has gone to shopping on TikTok, I guess. And for Christmas, she got my son this toy. And it is the creepiest thing I think I've ever heard.
Okay. Why would she buy something creepy?
I've seen the ads myself on TikTok, and they don't look creepy.
Okay. So here's it surprised you that it turned out to be creepy.
Right. So here's what it is. It looks like a little record player.
Okay.
And it has these little records, which are actually like pieces of cardboard, and I think they're coated on the back to play songs. And so they play nursery rhymes, different tales, and songs.
Oh, super cute. Right. I can see that she would think Walt would love this.
And it comes with thousands of songs and nursery rhymes and all that. We open it up, and some of them I've definitely not heard of before and kind of creep me out. Like, there's this one.
I had a sausage. I had a sausage, a bonny, bonny sausage. I put it in the oven for my tea. I went down the cellar to get the salt and pepper, and the sausage ran after me.
Okay. I wouldn't call that creepy. I'd call it freaky. What kind of sausage fetish are we talking about here?
John was into it at first.
Well, I say, man, I'm all about sausage.
Till it runs after you.
Never even heard. Is that a popular? It sounds like it's not even American. Is that like from England or something?
Well, that's the thing. So this box says local accent. So the first one we actually put in is this other one, which is so creepy.
Okay.
I just had to play it for you guys.
Okay.
There was a donkey. He was old and couldn't work. His master wanted to kill him.
Good Lord.
Oh, wow. I know.
Okay. Just because he couldn't work?
Yeah. Is this German or something?
I guess.
Well, we know the Germans. They're kind of harsh, right?
Not really known for their sense of humor, apparently.
No.
So he killed him.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, this is for children?
Right. Okay, hang on.
The donkey knew. He escaped to Bremen City at night. On the road, the donkey met a dog who had suffered the same thing. Then they met a cat. They passed a farm and heard a cock crowing. Originally, cock's owner would kill it to cook soup in tomorrow's Halloween.
No.
And cook soup in tomorrow's Halloween? Is that what he said?
I don't know. It was Halloween
Halloween?
I didn't know you had
cock soup on Halloween, but here we are.
Oh, my God.
The cat, too, had an owner that wanted to kill him. Sleep tight.
Yeah.
So the donkey took cock away. Donkey said, at that time, I play the piano. Hunting dog plays the drums. Cat plays the serenade. And cock sings.
Okay. Wow.
I feel like I just smoked a bunch of drugs. I've been told. What is that?
Okay, producer Jessica, you have a job over the weekend. How many little discs do you have?
Like thousands. Okay. I know. I gotta find more.
You gotta find more. This should be like a reoccurring story time segment that we do on our show, and I'm not joking.
John and Tammy present bedtime stories that'll scare the crap out of your kids.
Yes, I love it.
What do we do when donkey doesn't work? We kill him. Now go to bed. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.